area. Lots of sunshine and looking for a high today of 92. Coming up, Darren Bob with the local and area report from 5 News. But right now, John Taylor joins us, financial advisor with Stern, AG & Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can reach him by calling 782-2527. More announcements on the economy coming out this week, John.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. And, you know, the market was down about 140 points yesterday. It's down about 40. The futures are this morning. It kind of reminds me of when I used to get home from school and I'd do something my mother didn't like, and she'd say, "You just wait until your dad gets home," and you would dread it. And I guess that's what the market's doing. It's dreading these numbers that are coming out, anticipating that they're not going to be good. Now, later this morning, we get three or four. We get the Case-Shiller 20-City Index. Many people may not know what that is or care, but that's the average price, the median price of single-family homes in 20 metropolitan areas. It's expected to be up only slightly, so we continue to see a rate of deacceleration of the increase of housing prices, which is not good news. We get the Chicago PMI, which is the Purchasing Managers Index, which is an indication of manufacturing in the Midwest. We expect that number to be significantly down from last month. And we expect the consumer confidence number that comes out at 9 this morning to be basically flat at 50, which is also a pretty weak number. And then a ton of things later this week. Of course, the big ones being starting tomorrow, we get some employment data from ADP, first time in unemployment claims on Thursday, and then the big mother of all numbers for jobs on Friday, and that's the non-farm payrolls number and the unemployment rate. And the market's anticipating that these numbers are going to confirm that the rate of increase, the improvement in the economy has just stalled. But there are some interesting things going on. Not everybody's economy is in a funk. India, for example, we talk a lot about the growth in China, but India is actually the world's largest democracy, and their economy grew at 8.8% in the June quarter, which is an incredible number. And some things just really popped. Manufacturing output up 12%. Get this number, telephone connections up 37% in the quarter. And then economists there acknowledge that it can't continue at that torrid pace, but they do say that the sustainable rate of growth in the economy in India is about 8.5%. And unlike China, India is not a export-dependent economy, so they're doing quite well. Here locally in the U.S., some interesting things going on. Deere and Company, famous for making those green tractors, getting out of the wind energy business. They've spent about $1 billion in that sector over the last 5 years. They've got 36 completed projects in 8 states. Produces a capacity of 735 megawatts. I think that's enough to run my car if I had a plug-in. And they're selling that business for $900 million and taking a write-off on the rest of it, getting out of the wind business and saying that that will allow them to focus on their core business of manufacturing farm equipment. And then a rumor this morning has pushed a stock that a lot of people have heard of, and that's Saks, the big retailer. Quote, unnamed sources, you're always curious about who those people are, say that a consortium of private equity firms in the United Kingdom and the United States are going to offer about $11 a share for that stock. That stock closed yesterday at $6.60 a share. This morning, on this unconfirmed rumor from unnamed sources, the stock's trading up at nearly $9. So still a lot of M&A, merger and acquisition activity going on, a lot of money moving around.
And the word just on Huckabee's report a moment ago that Washington, if it's going to, for example, the Democrats, to avoid some problems here in November, they will have to do something dramatic in the next 10 days in the financial world. And I don't know, some executive order or something, but it's hard to believe what it could be.
Well, the main thing is, even if there is something, you know, a rabbit pulled out of a hat, it's not going to create a bunch of jobs between now and November the 2nd. So I would hate to be an incumbent, frankly, in any party trying to seek re-election in this economic climate.
John Taylor with us. John, appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, Bill.
That's John Taylor, financial advisor with Stern, AG, and Leach. Always a pleasure to talk with him about what's going on, get his take on so much. These announcements come throughout the day, and he's already given you the first look at what will possibly be affecting the stock market, other financial markets over the world, and right here at home. He very closely monitors what's happening in the Oklahoma region. You can reach John at 782-2527.